Michigan law calls for ICE officers to be jailed for wearing masks. By Lowell Caulfield on July 25, 2025. Michigan has joined four other states who have introduced legislation to ban Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agents from wearing masks, with the Wolverine state calling for jail time for violators. Democrats in California, New York, Massachusetts and Pennsylvania also have introduced similar bills as part of an attempt by those lawmakers to increase transparency and limit the agency's expanded powers under President Donald Trump, Newsweek reported this week. As Breitbart News has reported, federal authorities say ICE officers have been wearing plain clothes and using masks during raids to hinder their identification. They or their families won't be targeted off the job by open border advocates. Senators Cory Booker, DNJ, Alex Padilla, DCA, and Ulysses Lotkin, DME, also introduced a bill at the federal level banning the practice. Michigan House Democrats compared masking to secret police tactics, MLive reported. The bill's sponsor, Representative Betsy Coffia, D. Traverse City, told the news website. For the average person, these incidents look like violent kidnappings. With this new federal tactic of wearing masks with no identification, there is no way for the public, the people being accosted or grabbed, or even local law enforcement and local state elected leaders to know who these folks are. The Michigan bill not only bans ICE and Border Patrol from wearing non-medical face coverings, it requires officers to display their agency, their name and their badge number. Violators would be charged with a misdemeanor that carried a $1,000 fine and up to 90 days in jail. President Trump has spoken out several times on the masking controversy, saying Democrats' outrage over the practice is hypocritical and that he's heard no lawmakers complain about protesters wearing masks in violent demonstrations. "This is the problem with Democrats," he said earlier this month. "They have a lot of bad things going on in their heads." Contributor Lowell Caulfield was an award-winning reporter for the Detroit News. He is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.